Hi everyone, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. It's my first post for 2021 and I'm really excited to be back again. So, we're in it, 2021, it's here. A whole new year awaits. Will it be a good year, a difficult year, a happy year, a sad year? One thing is certain, none of us really know. This time last year, none of us knew how challenging 2020 would be. I doubt a rampant infectious virus creating a global pandemic was forefront on our minds. 2020, it read more like a movie script rather than real life, didn't it? The kind of script you feel relieved is fiction. You've woken up from a bad dream and you just want to run away. It wasn't fiction though, and it's still not fiction. It is so very real. And as we have closed 2020, please join me in just taking some time to remember the lives lost as a result of COVID-19. As I look back over my life, every year has had highs and lows. Mostly, my life's been exciting and exhilarating. And yes, even the past 11 years fall into that category despite my health failing me. Each year, no matter my circumstances, new and exciting opportunities have always presented and I've had a sense of purpose. As I approached 2021 though, I really felt like I was lacking that sense of anticipation that I usually have. Maybe because I'm in ridiculous pain due to the progression of my bone disease. Maybe because I'm entering this new year feeling so exhausted before it even starts. Maybe because it just feels like more of the same lies ahead. Maybe because everything about my future just feels so uncertain and the reality is my body traps me in a world where I can't make plans for today, let alone the year ahead. But there's a sense where we're all in this boat together, at least until COVID-19 vaccine is effectively rolled out. So the future can all sound rather depressing. And if I allow myself to continue thinking along this path, I will never dare to dream, dare to hope, dare to have faith that there could be something exciting and exhilarating around the corner. There's a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. that I absolutely love. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. And that's it. You, me, we just need to take that step into the 1st of January 2021. It's here, it's today, and take each day, one day at a time, step by step. The details, the plans, the hopes, the dreams, the twists and turns, they'll unravel as we go. I believe God is ultimately in control. I don't believe he causes difficult things to happen to us, but I do know by faith he gives me the strength, the resolve, and the ability to deal with the good, the bad, and the downright awful. It is an uncertain new year, but every new year is like that. Despite the uncertainties, I still want it to be a year filled with purpose, filled with love and joy, filled with strength to deal with the difficult times, filled with hope when things seem hopeless. This year, my blog, Medical Musings, turns 6 and my online support forum will be turning 4 on the 14th of January. Just before I started both of these ventures, I had that same sense of losing purpose in my life due to my health. As 2017 started, I'd been blogging for 2 years and I was enjoying it, but I wasn't reaching many people. While I wrote for the love of writing, I also wanted to share my experiences in the hope of helping others with chronic illness. I really couldn't see anything ahead in 2017 apart from pain, more surgery, pain, repeat the process. 3 weeks into that year, I had the idea to start an online support forum, Medical Musings with Friends. It was concerning me so many people on other chronic illness support forums had such complex diseases, but they didn't fit neatly into the particular box that the existing support forums needed ticking. I just had an overwhelming sense that chronically ill people needed a broader outlet where they could share as much or as little as they liked. So I started the forum on the 14th of January 2017, and a week later, The Mighty published my first article. And The Mighty is an online publication which highlights stories about chronic illness, and it's based in America but has writers from all around the world. And I've now been writing with them for a number of years. But I nearly didn't submit that first article because I felt I'd be wasting my time. I felt my writing wasn't good enough. In fact, the first submission didn't even work as they had a system failure, and I received an email 3 weeks after I'd forwarded my first article saying that all articles submitted during certain dates must be resubmitted. So thinking about the fact that I didn't even think I was good enough to write, I thought after receiving that email, oh, well, there you go. There's a sign. Little point me doing anything about it. And I was just about to delete the email when I just paused and I suddenly felt, you know what, just do it. You've got nothing to lose. So I did. And the article was published the very next day and resulted in over 1,000 likes within a day and countless people reading it and finding both my blog and my forum. The rest, as they say, is history. So the purpose for me recounting that story is so often when I've been at the end of my resources and I felt like there is nothing more to life but the painful circumstances I found myself in, so often that's the moment when amazing things, things beyond my wildest dreams, have been about to happen. In 2017, I just needed to be prepared to take a couple of steps, start the forum in faith, believing others would join, and not be afraid to submit an article for publication. Those two actions turned future years into purposeful and exciting days, weeks, and months. So if you're sitting at home on New Year's Day or the week leading into the first stage of the new year and you feel like you can't see ahead, don't lose hope. You are not alone. Chronic illness can feel all-encompassing, and it does place huge limitations on our lives. It doesn't have to make us a prisoner though. We do that to ourselves if we only dwell on what we can't do, rather than on what we can do. Chronic illness is a part of our life. It's not all of our lives. Opportunities can present from the flicker of a quiet thought. Listen to your heart. Listen to those thoughts you think might be challenging you. Life can be exciting and amazing, even from the confines of your home. Don't be afraid to explore your ideas, even if you're scared and uncertain. It's those ideas which cause you to feel a little nervous and excited that are often the ones worth pursuing. It means they're important to you. See where they lead. You may be wonderfully surprised. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. Thanks so much for listening to my first post for 2021. Tune in again a little bit later in the week because I want to talk further on this topic when I'll be looking at fear and that sense of uncertainty and how we deal with that in order to overcome the fear of the unknown, the fear of feeling, you know, that insecurity about what lies ahead. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I really look forward to talking to you again later in the week and traveling through 2021 with you through the twists and the turns, the highs and the lows. We've got this. We'll do it together. Take care. Talk soon.